8 years later, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 4 nights after the attack, I took the Staten Island Ferry and stood at the railing. A group of us were staring at the smoldering pile in Lower Manhattan lit up by the floodlights, and I thought, this is what defeat feels like. But I also looked at the flags hanging from so many buildings and thought, this is what being an American feels like. I remember the firefighter who'd been working around the clock under that pile looking for 10 of his buddies. He told me he expected to hear a voice on the two-way any time now saying, hey, we're fine down here. How about you bring us a pizza? We all started talking about the new superheroes, not only the police and the firefighters, but the guy in the next seat who finds, maybe even to his own surprise, that he can do heroic things he was never trained to do. We all remember it as a time not just when the rest of the world was on our side, but when all of us were on our side. In fact, the main problem I saw watching the rescue effort was too many blankets, too much food, too many volunteers. We talk about it every year, which is understandable. I just hope we don't become one of those cultures that wallows in its own tragedies. Remembering is important, but I think it's even more important to move on. And as good as it felt for everybody to be on the same page that day, it feels even better to see New York back to what passes for normal there, and Washington, D.C. back to arguing again. Because I like to think that one of America's missions is to show the world that you don't have to dwell on your tragedies and you don't have to march in lockstep to be a great nation. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.